right here, and I'm going to take you back to 1987, because on this date, Bam Slam Bedlam.
Now the set, the pitch to Herbeck. Fastball swung, a long drive, center field, way back, it is a grand slam. Herbeck, a grand slam homer over the center field fence, first pitch, 10-5 Twins.
Cal, all of us sports fans here need that, and let's go to the doctor of feel-good right now, Ken Herbeck. Good morning.
How are you doing, David?
Well, I'm doing well. I hope I didn't interrupt a hunting trip.
No, but you put, you made the hair stand in the back of my neck there with that little playback there.
Hey, thanks for doing that. We needed that. It was on this date, 1987.
Yeah, I realize that.
Were you?
I don't forget that date.
Were you? You were not hunting during that World Series, were you?
I went after that grand slam that morning. That Sunday morning, I went duck hunting. The next morning, yeah.
Before Game 7.
Yeah.
Well, that was a pretty special, gosh, Kent, that 1987 team. When did you know you had that magic?
When did we know we had the magic? I think we probably figured we had the magic back in 83, 84, 85. That's when we knew we had some magic. We knew if we stayed together and played as a team, we kept getting better. You know, the 82 team was talked about a little bit this year with the 102 losses that we had. And, you know, we took our lumps. And, you know, we figured we just keep sticking together and playing well. We had, had enough horses on the team that hopefully someday we'd get there. And happened to be 87 was the year that things all went, went great for us.
Whatever happened to that bat you hit that grand slam with? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, it's sitting down in my basement.
Oh, it is. I hope you got it. It's displayed, I hope, at least, isn't it?
Yeah, no, well, I don't have it displayed because people always want to, if I figured if I had it hanging on the wall, you'd stand there and look at it. No, I've just got it sitting in the corner down in the basement in my baseball room, and people pick it up and swing it down the baseball room. So it's something that, definitely is near and dear to my heart, but the thing I like the most is the next day we won the ball game, and that grand slam don't mean nothing in Game 6 unless we win Game 7. So, that was the pinnacle, of course. But I'm actually out hunting right now, David. I'm out in South Dakota right now hunting, and with an 87 teammate, believe it or not, Timmy Laudner.
Wow. Well, I don't want to tick off either one of you. So you go back to hunting, but we just wanted to call you and say thanks for hitting that slammer.
Anytime you need one, just give me a buzz. I'll see what I can do for you.
Yeah, and tell Laudner that was a nice throw to get to Darrell Evans out at third base in the Detroit series.
We bring that up once in a while, too. We figured that was one of the biggest plays of the year for us that year with him and G-Man.
Yeah.
That was huge.
That was awesome. Hey, Ken, thanks a million. Go back to hunting. Say hi to Tim and have a great day.
Thanks, David. Take care.
Ken Herbeck on this day, 1987.